Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance is here. Scott's also a San Diego City Councilman. I'm surprised nothing of that. None of that's come up yet.
Yeah, let's yell at him.
Goodness, you know, okay.
Yeah.
747 days left.
Yeah, that's it, yeah, for your terms. Yep. Your second term.
Second term, and, I'll be finished and gleefully running back to the private sector.
There you go.
Cool, buddy.
Yeah, well,
doing a great
we appreciate
job.
Your service and what you're doing there for our community, no doubt about it. Hey, we're talking insurance, we're talking fishing, we're talking lobster hooping, all kinds of good stuff this morning, and we want to talk to you, and we're giving away a phenomenal prize.
Yeah, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, we're giving away a custom handmade Anza fillet knife. We talked about all the merits of having a custom knife like that, but high carbon steel, very, very easy to sharpen, holds the edge forever, and you have a handmade, you know, craftsman dealt in San Diego produced knife. Yeah, it's something you're going to have forever. They're a really, really cool tool that you're going to get to, you know, you get to keep forever. So again, that's going to get given away at the end of the show today. If you want to get your chance to talk to Scott and you have your chance at winning that awesome fillet knife, there's two numbers you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Our local line, that's got one line open on it still. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or call us toll-free, and the toll-free number is 877-792-1090. With that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, which this is the time of year, check out East County Bait and Tackle. ECBT is full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside.
And don't forget, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Gene Estabrook from ECBT is the manager, and he's full of knowledge.
Yeah.
He said he might bring one of his guys, too. So that's going to be a great show tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., East County Bait and Tackle, talking fresh and saltwater fishing with Gene. And
I go into ECBT all the time, freshwater wise. One, it's very close to my house. It's just the best shop of its kind around. The kids in there, I say kids, they're the same age I am, but like there is not another tackle shop thing that I know of that have people that are employed there that are as hardcore as those guys. Those guys absolutely live it and breathe it, and they're really full of energy. Going to be a really good show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gene's crazy when it comes to fishing tackle, and I mean that as the best compliment I can give. He is absolutely crazy. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's going on. We're going to talk to the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Scott. Nice show this morning. Different information. Great for everybody. Thanks, thanks for all that.
That time of the year.
Yeah, it is that time of year. But, hey, guys, I was just looking at the buoy observations there. Nice weather offshore right now. But what was really interesting is that even after that big blow and all that rain, water temps all the way to above Point Conception are still higher than 60. That's just crazy. The whole area. It's all 61, 62, 63. This time of year, after all that weather, that bodes well for our wintertime fishing, guys, let me tell you. So with the storm, you know, reports have been scarce, as expected, but before the weather, there was still some of the signal on the bluefin way outside there in the southeast corner of the Cortez, mostly. Several sport boats on it, including one or two of the long-range boats this morning, so I would imagine we'll have some good reports. It's really nice weather out there, so that bodes well. At this time of year, though, a lot of tension, obviously, is shifting over to the offshore islands, of course, for the rockfish and wing cod, which close at the end of this month. Don't forget that, guys. It closes down at the end of the month. But also for that winter, yellow and sea bass, which is my heart's desire for sure. But again, minimal reports just because of the weather there, but that doesn't mean there's no fish around, just not many people fishing. So with the good weather we got forecast here for this week, a dab of squid still in the isthmus, I definitely want to go take a look around that area. You can start right there on the bait grounds for some yellows. You know, they've been there for several weeks. I imagine they're still there. We'll have to see. Or you can take a look around the back, checking out the structure outside West Cove, around Pedestal Rock down, you know, Bull Cat Harbor, the ledges outside Ben Weston. Watch out for the closure line because you have to fish just above it now, outside Salta Verde kelp line, and then the deeper structure, Orange Rocks, are closer to the east end. Those are all some of my favorite wintertime spots, and those have all produced wintertime yellows and sea bass, so it's certainly worth the look. It's just, you know, coverage has just been horrible here the last couple of weeks. So, but with, like I said, with the conditions we got, and the nice weather and a little bit of squid around, it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, time to go fishing. And fishdope.com, even in the weather, even in the off season here, fishdope.com. Danny, Jeff, and the boys keep tabs on everything that's going on. 365 days a year, they have it on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the code. Great gift for an angler, if you're looking for one, $169 with the code 149. Great gift for the angler. Just hint, hint, if somebody doesn't have it, you should get them fishdope.com.
What was that thing you mentioned earlier, an off-season? What's
yeah,
that?
No
yeah,
what's an
off-season?
Yeah, what's
yeah,
that?
Right, sure, we don't have an off-season here in Central California.
Yeah, not after that report.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
How do we find we you,
got,
Mark?
Yeah, we just got different seasons. I'm going cod tomorrow.
Cool.
My buddy John called me up, rousted me out, and we're gonna go catch some snappers for dinner tomorrow night. So
sweet,
that's the best.
Goes on forever, but yeah, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Ettinger by the big Chevron station there. The phone number at the shop is area code 714-840-4262. The website, which is under construction, it's kind of got some issues there, so we're limping along right at the moment. But it's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Pete, I'll send you a picture of something interesting. I want the big tank we just delivered last week. He sent me a great shot of it sitting on his boat. I'll send it over to you here in a minute.
Yeah, for sure. And also, Mark, we're 2 weeks from tomorrow is our Christmas.
What's coming up?
Christmas Spectacular. It's coming up. It's with Santa Claus Mark Wish. We're already assembling an amazing array of great gifts to give away on Let's Talk Hook Up. That's Sunday, December 23rd, the last show before Christmas this year. Mark's coming in on a Sunday. Normally we do on a Saturday, but we've said, hey, let's do it just before Christmas this year. So Sunday the 23rd, Santa Claus Mark will be in here. So get ready. You know how it works. Get all your best takes, the best contribution to the show. We're going to have multiple prizes, but the best contributions are going to win the prizes. So get ready for that.
Yep.
Sunday, December 23rd, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
You know, the guys, I think the last couple of years, Pete, they're getting tuned into this. And I thought last year was just nothing short of fantastic. We had some really good ones, for sure. Yes. So I'm looking forward to seeing what everybody's been cooking up for this year here. It's going to be fun.
No doubt about it. All right, Mark, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark. All right, let's head on down now to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on down at C4th in Mission Bay?
Good morning, guys. Unfortunately, not much went on this week with some weather there. Ran a few trips, but been slow. Not the fishing, not the fish, just getting the boats out there. I mean, the few trips I've run, they've actually seen some fish here and there. The half days still doing pretty well. We have a day and three-quarter trip leaving this morning. Go take a look around. Hopefully those bluefin and yellowfin are still hanging around. Otherwise, those half days, those full days, the day and three-quarters, we've got a few more of those scheduled. Definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. I know the holidays coming up. You're going to have people in town visiting. I know they're going to want to go fishing, so definitely bring them down, get them out there on the boat, come down, visit us in person, check out the tackle shop, get some Christmas presents there. Guys, I wish I had more to report, but it was a pretty slow week, which...
Sometimes the weather gets you.
Did you get an afternoon nap in, Marcos?
Afternoon. I mean, I was napping right until you guys called. You guys woke me up.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'll forgive you this time.
Next week.
We've had a great year, you know. We've been pretty lucky with the weather there. Just kind of wiped us out the last couple weeks. But we're going to get back out it. Like you said, those rockfish close next month. So definitely, if you want to stock your freezer, get down here now. Get out there fishing. Enjoy the beautiful weather. And Have fun.
Good call, Marcos. We'll appreciate a great report as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks, Marcos.
Marcos, get back to napping.
Yeah. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, this one's sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and at San Diego Marine Exchange.
All right. Very good. Yeah, I have one on my boat. And now, does that, you put something like that, does that help your insurance? I mean, if you want, like, should I let my insurance company, like,
yeah,
you
absolutely
know that I have that,
let us know.
That protection?
Yeah, because
there may help in getting a little lower quote.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
And it may change sometimes which company you want to be with.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
If company Y, you know, offers a discount and company X doesn't, then chance to move around.
So let them know all the safety type things like the BG1 that you have on, fire extinguishers, all that stuff you need.
Any things you've done to the motor to change the motors out or any work you've done on motors, any of those types of things, it's always good to know, because if you repower your boat with larger motors, a lot of times that can trigger problems with your insurance as well.
Yeah, you do. And if you look at your policy, it does show the motors on the policy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right,
so
down to the serial number usually.
Yeah, if you change the motors, you got to let the insurance company know.
Right. And
yeah.
Like I
right.
said, if it's a different horsepower, then chances are it may change what
sure.
is available and what's not.
Sure. Good information. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. 858-457-1090, open right now. You have a chance to win that handmade Anza fillet knife right now.
Wayne in Point Loma, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Wayne. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Wayne.
Great, Wayne.
Hey, Scott, if I win that fillet knife, we could jointly use it on the bureaucracy down at City Hall, don't you think?
I could probably find some red tape to cut through with it. That's
yeah.
Sure.
No, but yeah, you think?
Getting more challenging every day down there.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I did, Pete and Rick, as I've commented a few times over the last few months on the Shelter Island boat launch ramp progress, I did talk to a source just the other night, and went by and looked at it. It does look like they're going to get the waterside work done by the end of the month. I think it's probably right down to the wire to getting it done by the end of the month, but it's starting to look pretty good. But I just thought maybe your listeners would want to know that I did ask. The parking lot, as you probably all know, is in pretty terrible shape. It's probably the most pothole mess in the city. They are going to redo that as part of the project.
Oh,
so,
okay. So are they going to make that December 5th, 17th?
17th is what they were
saying.
That's
what the call. You think they'll make the 17th?
I personally don't,
okay.
But I don't know that.
Yeah.
That's just my guess by going by on my bike ride the other day and taking a look at it.
Sure.
I kind of doubt it, but probably pretty close.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, but they also are going to go ahead and they'll have a whole parking lot, obviously enough to block it to resurface it. At least that's what I was told, that they're going to do the lot.
But the 17th I would say the 17th
Sorry.
Was never meant for a completion date, right? That was just when it was
kind of a soft opening.
Yeah, exactly.
Soft
like,
opening.
Yeah, I think that the one side, which it would be the north side, I think was a lot further along. Last time I checked was last weekend, and I don't know, a lot happens in a week, but the north side was a lot farther along than the south, and I think that was kind of the plan going forward, was that, you know, by the middle of the month it was going to be far enough along to be usable, but far from a completed project.
So we'll see if they can make that. But I will say this: they, as long as it took, they did a great job.
Yeah, no,
agreed,
it looks
dude.
Really,
agreed,
really
agreed.
Good. It's so much better than before. Those that had the incidents with hitting the rocks—that's no more. I mean, which a lot of people hit those lost props on those rocks from the old launch ramp.
Well, and it's amazing the amount of effort that went in to get to the couple of years of construction. I mean,
not
you're looking
sure.
at a decade of planning and things, you know. Nothing moves
which
and then they ran into some obstacles with the concrete blocks and such like that, but they did do an excellent job, and hats off to the port for, I mean, I know I normally blast the port, but I'm going to take hats off to the port for getting the job well done.
When I've seen, like, internet comments like, oh, it's no bigger, it's not, dude, you're crazy.
Oh,
it's way bigger.
It's not wider.
Right.
It's not,
but
there's
more
no
usable.
More launch area, but it's just more usable.
Yeah,
the basin is easier to turn
the
in.
Basin, the basin is the biggest issue because, I mean, when you have a really, really low tide and you have to come into that basin before, I mean, there wasn't much room to maneuver at all.
There's more dock space, too, which is really nice.
Probably double the amount of dock space that there was before, if not more. And that the entrance is now in the center instead of all the way to the side. The visibility for small boats getting in and out is going to be way better. Just all in all, it was a great
Good design, well done project.
There is one problem with it, though. Once it opens, the bay is going to be really full of lobsters.
Oh!
It's been kind of nice having it kind of quiet out there on the bay lately.
I'm happy for the Everingham Brothers bait company that it's going to open for next summer, but I'm not happy to wait in line again.
Well, I used to feel real bad for the guys working at the bait receiver as well, too. I mean, the amount of traffic, ergo tips, was just cut
down
dramatically.
Yeah. So hats off.
And by the way, Scott, when you do get that launch ramp open again, or it is open again, you still owe me a ride on your boat.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
I'll get there soon enough.
One ride to the bait receiver.
I'll put you in line in the list of other guys.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate the update.
Hey,
appreciate
Wayne.
The call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Big announcement right now. And that is, I posted it on our Facebook page yesterday, and that is I have set the dates with John Conniff from the Islander for our 2009 1.5-day Let's Talk Hookup Fast Lane Kayaks Islander Kayak trip to San Clemente Island. This is such a great trip, and I love it. Every year I can't wait to go on it. It's such an awesome trip. We only have 20 spots. And they're going to go quickly. And the cool thing is John held the price this year at $425.
Nice.
So no increase in the cost. $425 includes all your food. You do have to supply all your own gear, your own kayak. But if you don't have your own kayak, you can work out details to rent one or use one for future purchase, maybe from Fastlane Kayaks. Ron and Deb and the gang over there will help you out. So the dates are great, too. We're going to leave Tuesday night, the 18th of June, fish Wednesday, and then back Thursday, the 20th. So
nice.
It's on our shop page right now, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the shop page. You can buy your spot online on our shop page at letstalkhookup.com, or you can call me and send a check. So either way, if you don't want to put it on a credit card, call me in my office, 619-223-4665, or just shoot me an email, pete@hookup1090.com, and we'll get you set up on the trip. But like I say, spots are going to go quickly. Even though we're 6 months out, they will go quickly. Yeah. So jump on that Islander kayak trip. Also on our website, on our shop page, I just posted our brand new AFCO Vertec shirts, which is just the best, most comfortable travel/everyday wear shirt that AFCO's come out with. I think I just love those things. Short sleeves, and we have our Let's Talk Hookup logo on the left sleeve, which came out really, really well. It's embroidered, really looks cool, and very, very nice looking shirt. So those are on sale, $20 off.
Oh, wow.
Normally $54. Now, for a very limited time while supplies last, $34. That's again at letstalkhookup.com on the shop page, the new AFCO Vertec Let's Talk Hookup shirt. Check
Sweet.
It out.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to you and talk to Sherm. Let's jump back into him and talk to Michael. He's calling us from Point Loma as well this morning. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, buddy. Go ahead.
Right on. Well, I'm at the launch ramp right now. You guys were just talking about the progress. They've got all the docks in and the gangplanks, which is new.
Nice.
All that really remains is to pave the west end, to install the lights and some more handrail, and then, of course, pave the parking lot. So I believe they will finish by the 17th.
Yeah, they're going to get some good weather this week, so they got a they have a shot. They work all week this week. It could happen.
That's a great update too, because I didn't realize that the gangplanks were already in. So that's a big step, man. That's great news. And what's your thoughts, Michael? How do you like the looks of the new Elantra facility?
Well, I was I've been coming here all my life since the 50s, and it's definitely better. Like that guy said, at low tide, it was really tight. Now it's low tide right now, and we have a good 40 or 50 yards to the wall from the water line.
That's
so
great.
Huge difference.
And the cool thing is the wall is a concrete wall. If you butt up against it, you're not going to –
it's straight up and down. You're not worried about your prop.
Exactly. You're not going to run into a bunch of rocks, shallow rocks.
Well, I had to laugh at that. Instead, they'll be running into people's boats.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well,
make sure they're insured.
Yeah. You just got to call Snap Insurance.
So my main reason I called was the difference between a Carolina rig and a dropper loop. Everybody likes to fish dropper loops. But the problem I see with a dropper loop is you've got the main line right there by your bait. And if a fish approaches from a certain direction, it could bump into the main line and take off. With a Carolina rig, your bait, even with a keeper, you can have your bait, 10 feet away from your weight and swimming freely in circles. What's your guys' thoughts on the difference and the benefits?
Well, difference is that a Carolina rig, it's difficult to do a Carolina rig with much sinker. So in an event where you're not using a lot of weight, yeah, no problem. Carolina rig, for those that are less familiar, is a sliding sliding sinker, most commonly a sliding egg sinker, where your line passes through, then is tied to a swivel, and then off the other end of the swivel is a leader with your hook and your bait. Great in the fact that the fish can grab a hold of the bait, swim away, sinker can stay stationary in the bottom, and the line can pass through the sinker. Problem is, if you're fishing bigger baits, like if you're fishing, mackerel and things like that, using enough sinker to hold that bait to the bottom, you're needing to get up into 4 ounces, 6 ounces, 8 ounces, 12 ounces. That becomes not practical to be using, a sliding egg sinker. Anything more than 4 or 6 ounces is not the most practical thing in that fashion. Casting it too, if you're going to flip a bait out with any ways, it's a lot easier to cast with your sinker at the bottom of your rig rather than halfway up, because you kind of get that helicopter effect. Both of them for sure effective. Both of them have their pros and cons. Your knots potentially are stronger with a Carolina rig because you're doing direct tie instead of having to rely on loop type knots. So both of them have their pros and cons, but trying to add sinker to hold big baits and deal with bigger currents gets pretty tough on a Carolina rig.
Yeah. Sure. Any input?
No, that's exactly when I use the difference. If it's something that's, I don't even like going to anything over 2 ounces on a slide and sinker, but anything over 2 ounces, it go to the dropper loop and it make the loop a little bigger. And sometimes, you ever seen how the guys work the hook to where it's free-floating mm-hmm. on the loop? I like doing that a lot, too, because that way, in my mind, it gives them a little more flexibility and room to maneuver.
For rockfish.
Yeah.
And there's knots that you could tie to, Michael, if you're concerned about, like you say, being close, you can make the loop lighter, or you can cut one of the runners of the loop, so now it's just a single line, thus doubling the length of the loops. There's ways of getting around it. You could tie a big bimini twist and cut it a third up the way, so two-thirds go long and one-third goes short. Definitely ways around it. But, again, not to discredit the use of a Carolina rig, it's a great call. It's just got to fit the scenario that you're using.
And what kind of knot are you using, Sherm, for your dropper loop?
The old traditional rock cod tripe dropper loop where you make the loop, run the twist, and then bring it through the middle and pull it tight.
What are you using, Rick?
I like a surgeon's style loop. It depends on what you're fishing for. For fishing for rockfish, I use the exact same thing that Sherm's talking about. With dropper loop tight knots, you want to look. This is a thing that's hard to talk about over the radio, much easier to see in person. But you want to use the type of, if you're relying on a big fish, a sea bass or a yellow or something like that, you want to use a knot that the barrel of the loop knot points towards the hook. So on a traditional rockfish-style dropper loop, if you can imagine that in your mind, the barrel of the knot is pointed towards the sinker, and then the loop comes out the center. So when you're pulling against where the hook is at on the loop, you're basically bending the knot in half. And with like a surgeon's or a rose knot or a spider hitch, the barrel is pointed towards the hook, and the sinker is what's bending the knot in half. So you don't have any tension on the sinker. You want it all on the fish. So sea bass or something big, you know, yellows, things like that, I like that kind of knot. Something where the barrel is pointed towards the hook, yeah, instead of the center of the knot being pointed.
Like a triple surgeon's.
Yeah, I like more turns than that, though. I usually try to do like 4, 5, 6 turns, something okay, like that. Like, that's a good one. Or a spider hitch, you know, which is kind of the same thing, yeah, just tied differently.
Same kind of deal. Yeah, and they're easy.
Totally.
Not to
if you're ever
easier,
not sure,
I think, than the dropper loop rig too.
Oh yeah, the dropper loop one's a little more difficult.
Yeah, but but the dropper loop is really clean, and you can make things at pretty nice, precise distance. If you're trying up multiple loops for a ganyan, like you can't beat it. And it comes out super clean too, where you know the surgeons, you got to get your loops pulled at the same, or you know, tag in and mainline pulled at the same time to get that barrel to roll out just nice. But I'm with you. That's what I like. Any knot where the barrel is pointed towards the hook is what I like for a drop.
All right. Good call. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right. Norman in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Norman.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And thank you very much for your service on City Council. I appreciate that.
My pleasure, buddy.
The question I have for you involves, I guess this replacement insurance for the tackle insurance that you talked about previously, and what Rick said previously, a lot of us have tackle that's accumulated for a long time, and so some of this stuff might be old, like I have a couple of new old reels, and suppose a boat goes down, my tackle's on it, and so how does one calculate the reimbursement or the replacement cost if I put in a claim?
Yeah, it's usually you have your blanket amount of coverage of X amount of dollars, say $10,000, and then it's up to you on what you replace. There's no real, like, scheduling to say, okay, I lost a Newell, now I need to get a Newell and replace it with like kind. It's just whatever the replacement cost is up to a certain limit. And most of the times, if there's a total loss and you're getting paid out your tackle claim, you get a check, and it's up to you to go out and replace what you want with what you want.
You get to replace that Newell, the new Trinidad.
Pretty much it, yeah, exactly. But the limit is the limit. I mean, once you hit your $10,000, if it's one reel or you know however you want to spend it.
I'm sure different insurance. I don't know the insurance side of it like Sherm clearly does, but we get people in the shop on a somewhat regular basis that have an insurance claim that they need to make of some kind, and they usually come in for our help in just showing cost of thing. You know, if you've got a reel from 5 years ago or whatever, you likely don't have the receipts or anything like that. But fairly commonly people will come into the shop, have us on our letterhead list of gear. This is what was lost. This is the approximate value it is. And I don't know what's done with it beyond that, but we do it on a pretty regular basis.
Most of the times that's just for the adjuster so they can understand what to go with and how to determine final amount of the check if it's not a full limit payout.
Sure.
If it's a certain point, then they're going to try and figure out some type of value.
Because I'm sure a non-fishing adjuster, if somebody tried to say, like, yeah, I had $7,000 worth of fishing gear on this little boat, get out of here. You're trying to get us for extra. But you show up, you know, hey, this is the gear, this is the cost, that kind of thing.
You've suggested to me before.
A lot of times you just have to tell them and they'll know.
They got you.
They'll figure it out a lot of times.
You've suggested to me before is take a video on your phone.
That's a good call.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Of your gear.
Yep.
Just do it right now.
Yeah. And
video,
take a
photos,
video of
whatever.
Gear,
yeah.
And then you have
that's a really good
visual
call, man.
And it's also good a lot of times too is to do that of take pictures of your paperwork.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because I don't know how many times guys have kept the policy on the boat.
It's
and guess
in my glove,
what?
Yeah, it's in my glove box. Yeah,
it's either wet or in the truck or you know whatever.
That's a good call too, man.
It's always good just to have that. And with electronics nowadays, you can flip right through it. Plus, like the one guy was talking about earlier with getting two different ports of call and you need a guest slip. If you need insurance purposes there, you have it on your phone and you can just show it to him.
Man, that's a really good call.
Good idea. Hey, Norm, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. If you want to get through, the best way right now is our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past 6 seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranks, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You want to get through? We have a line open. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You have a chance to win that handmade Anza fillet knife. $100 fillet knife, courtesy of our friends over at Anza Knives. And been a busy morning. Lots of good questions, fishing questions, insurance questions, and more. 858-457-1090. Open right now. Hey, CCA Los Angeles chapter is hosting a bluefin tuna seminar today, 10 a.m. at Alpine Village in Torrance. They'll cover bluefin tuna techniques with three special guest speakers, Ben Sechrist, Jacob Moreno, and Merritt McCray. No cost to attend. Everyone's welcome, and CCA will have free continental breakfast there for you, too. Details go to ccacalifornia.org. That's happening today, 10 a.m. It's free at Alpine Village in Torrance. Go check it out. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Ken? He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Ken. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Ken.
Hey, so first off, I want to tell you, every time I turn on your program in the car, my Mexican wife will start singing, Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. That's
right,
great.
So my question to Scott is, I bought this 19-foot boat, and I plan on taking it to Eagle Bay, but I plan on taking it to the Colorado River, too,
mm-hmm.
in Arizona. Will his insurance cover me in Arizona also?
Chances are very good that it will, but you need to check with the carrier just to make sure. But chances are very good that it will.
That the actual boat insurance will cover you.
Yeah.
In all, like my insurance policy, I believe, says all 50 states.
Right, right.
On a trailer.
Most of them do, but there are a few that have exceptions to home states and different states have different types of coverage that sometimes apply to, but most of them are all 50 states.
Are all the policies that SNAP Insurance writes, are they different companies?
Yeah, we write with pretty close to 100 different insurance companies of all different types, and that's
like mine's with Progressive. There's other ones too.
Right. That's, I mean, like if you get into the larger boats, you get to Travelers and some of the Chubb and some of these other types. The thing about our agency is a lot of places are stuck with one carrier. You know, your Farmers or your Allstates, those kind of guys, they write that and that's it. And markets change, premiums change, coverages change all the time. So a lot of times we'll move from one company to another, either to get your better premium, better coverage, or both, depending on what the market's dictating.
Yeah. That's what I think is so cool about it. You see a customer, you figure out exactly what they need, whether it's price, whether it's coverage, whether it's but whatever, and you take their particular scenario, then you go get this insurance company. And the very next guy that walks through the door is completely different, and he's going to get that insurance company.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, is, and I caution people about, in today's world where it's price-driven so much, but with boat insurance a lot of times, price is not everything you
want to be. Lowest price isn't necessarily the best deal.
I can get you a really, really low premium that's not going to cover much.
Yeah.
And I can get you a super expensive one that covers everything in the world, or I can get you something in the middle that covers most everything you're going to need that gives you the coverage at a premium that's about right.
That's the thing. For you guys, the difference is so minimal. Not that you don't care, because you care about all your customers, but you don't care what it is. You only care that it's the right one. You know,
the one thing I don't want is the phone call after there's been a claim and say, "How come you didn't tell me this wasn't on my policy?"
Totally.
That's always the worst one to get. It's like, you know, it's okay if I can say, "Hey, I offered it to you and you didn't want it because of the price." That's a different discussion. But for someone to call up and say, "Hey, you never told me that I wasn't covered doing this," that's a problem to me.
I just keep going back to the same thing we talked about at the very beginning of the show. You know, I mean, when you're looking for, you know, quote unquote cheapest deal online, like you don't realize all the little things going into Mexico and electronics and tackle and all. You just don't, you know, and you're shopping by price, and that's just, you know, when it's all said and done, if you're paying an extra $20 or an extra $30 or an extra $50 on your policy to cover your potential huge investment, it's such a no-brainer.
Well, I remember one guy I was talking to who was complaining to me about the cost of his insurance going up and those types of things, and he'd had his policy for about 15 years, and he looked at all the money he'd spent over the 15 years in insurance premiums and never had a claim. And he's like, "Well, I've spent like $7,500 over this period of time, never had a claim in my life." Now, about 6 weeks after that, he called me and said, "Hey, the boat caught on fire and it's a total loss. The carrier paid out $227,000.
Wow.
There you go.
So to me, if you're looking at that point in time, it was a heck of an investment.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, it was a really good investment.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, hope that, just contact your insurance company. They'll answer the question of whether you're good. But
most likely it's all 50 states, you're good to go. But
when you go into Mexico or a different country.
Yeah, I just don't want to give a blanket statement depending on what carrier. Yeah, but most likely it is.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Right. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through? There's your chance.
Next up, we're going to talk to Mitch. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mitch. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Mitch.
A question for Scott. About 20 years ago, a friend of mine, he was tired of his 14-foot boat, towed it down to just past Ensenada, rolled it off the cliff down to the rocks, went and told the insurance company. A bus almost hit him. He lost his boat. They went down. They said they'll call him. So this guy thought, "Hey, I'm getting a new boat." Well, a month later, the insurance company called and said, "Hey, your boat's ready to pick up. We fixed it." And he was a little upset. And do you run into stuff like that, or how is that investigated?
It usually gets into the claims department. Once it gets a claim submitted, then it goes to an adjuster, and it's pretty much out of our hands unless our client thinks the adjuster's not treating them fairly, and then we get involved in it. But, we hear stories all the time about people trying to scam insurance companies. And they are amusing at times, but it's also one of the things that drive up premiums, too. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's wrong. But anyway, I don't know. I think he tried it again, too. So anyway, but all right. Well, thank
you
very much.
He's a sticker. Right.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. It's a funny question, but not something you want. It's like playing with fire.
Yeah. Reminds me of the attorney who bought a whole bunch of really expensive cigars and then submitted individual claims for being destroyed by fire.
That's a good one. Hey, so... he mentioned the A word, the adjuster.
Right.
Okay, sometimes, and I know this is not you because you're the broker,
right.
The insurance adjusters are not your friend. And they also have now these independent insurance adjusters.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought on that?
Overall, the independent insurance adjusters kind of keeps the companies honest.
Okay.
Explain maybe what that is for somebody like myself that's not as familiar.
Yeah, and the independent adjusters are getting to the point where, I mean, if they, you know, on the property side especially, if you kind of take the boat part out of it a little bit, but they'll hear of a fire and you'll have three or four independent adjusters down there trying to get the client, the property owner to hire them instead of dealing directly with another claim adjuster. Again, that's another reason to really know your agent and that kind of thing.
I'll bet.
Because I know which companies
are reputable,
have good adjusters. And they're two different types of companies. Ones who want to pay and make sure that you are returned whole and that kind of thing. And then there are others who try and figure every way under the sun not to pay a claim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's where your independent adjuster comes in. Or more importantly, that's where a good agent comes in because you don't get in that position in the first place.
So it's your right as an insurance holder to hire an independent insurance adjuster.
You
don't have
can.
To use the adjuster that works for the insurance company. Because obviously, in many times, like insurance says, those guys are going to be looking out for the company, not for you.
Right.
Versus an independent guy is the opposite.
Right. And really,
the more he gets, the more he makes.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes, too, with the independent, it also raises the hair on the back of the neck of the carrier and the carrier adjuster, and then you can see him starting to butt heads and do all those kind of things.
Yeah,
you've got a good company who's really good at paying claims, then that's kind of negated in the first place. And that's what I like to look at the end of the day is a company that isn't going to argue with you too much, but at the same time is going to be fair.
There you go.
All
right, good deal. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, Rick.
Dave in Poway is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
I have a question for Scott. I just replaced the electronics in my boat with SIMRAD, radar, and the whole bit.
Good
choice. Do I need to?
Good choice.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, good choice.
Thank you. Do I need to increase insurance on that, or is that automatically covered?
Yeah, no, you need to let your carrier know, and they'll put that on to the replacement cost of the boat. But if the old one was, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 cheaper than the new one, you definitely want to include that on there and send it a copy. Sometimes you won't have to actually increase the cost of the boat, but at least they have receipt and knowledge of the fact that you upgraded the electronics.
I'm sure it's one of those things that, like, every amount that you do will aid in getting things covered and replaced. You know, God forbid you need to use it.
Yeah, and then another thing, too, that to consider is when you get to larger boats, 26 feet and above, insurance carriers after 10 years are going to start requiring surveys on a fairly regular basis.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I got my insurance through SNAP, and it's a traveler's policy. Do I call them or do I call SNAP?
No, just call SNAP. If you want to add something, just call the agency down there, and they'll attach it to it. And Travelers is probably, in my opinion, it's probably one of those that's got a good price, but one of the better paying and better coverage type companies.
That's why you guys at SNAP use them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and sometimes you can they also do home, so you can do home and auto with them, home and boat together and get some of the discounts. But they have adjusters in Mexico. I mean, they have so many different.
Travelers does?
Yeah, just so many different types.
Well,
of
they
coverage.
Need to see the receipt or just take it on word?
Just call them, let them know what it is and the pricing, and it may, depending on the cost, it may trigger needing to see receipts, but it may not.
Okay.
Your agent at Snapple.
Yeah, they'll know. It just depends on what the dollar trigger is to actually see receipts.
So what did you get? What kind of SIMRAD did you get?
Yeah, let's hear that.
I got the NSF Evo 3 12-inch and radar.
There you go.
Sweet. And a new transducer.
Good for you, man.
Sweet. Which transducer did you get?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I didn't look it up.
Okay, well, it's going to be a major improvement. That Evo 3, NSS Evo 3, is so awesome. Touch screen, so easy to use.
Crazy.
Well, I have the Evo 2, and I just love that Evo thing. 2, I can't even imagine what the next generation is going to be.
Well, the difference between the Evo 2, I can tell you because I have one of each. The Evo 3 has a much more visible screen.
Okay.
So the Evo 2 is like the second generation. It's still fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I got. I love it.
But the Evo 3, and there's several features, but the ones that really make a difference for me are the screen is so much brighter, so much clearer. And then the other thing that's cool about the Evo 3 versus the Evo 2 is it has built-in Wi-Fi. So for updates and stuff like that, you don't need to put a card in. You just hook it up to your phone Wi-Fi, and you can download all the updates right there off of Wi-Fi. No cards.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, pretty easy to do. And the other thing cool about Simrad is if you have any issues, their support system.
Oh, man, they're great.
Their 800 number, you call them up. You might have to wait a couple minutes, but they have good guys over there.
Yeah.
Hey, one other question on that. Do I need to get one of those avionic cards for the
It depends on how much detail you want in your chart. I have one in mine because I like a lot of bottom contour detail, the Navionics.
Right.
I think I have the gold one. They make a gold, a platinum. You have one, Sherm?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not too sure which one it is, but the detail on the bottom, when you put it in the topographic part,
makes a big difference. Rick, amazing. You have one?
We have a platinum, yeah.
A platinum,
yeah. It's really, really good.
Yeah. So, yes, it's worth the investment to get the card.
Okay, I was planning on getting that.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. But what I'm wondering about, and this is a question for our Scott Nagel, our Simrad rep, is because it has built-in Wi-Fi, can you connect with Navionics and just download the latest chart?
That'd be cool.
Which, why not, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Who knows?
We'll find out.
And so much of fishing when you're in closer to shore, and even offshore with some of the mounds and some of those types of things, knowing exactly where you are on the bottom and what the bottom looks like is so important to so many different things. Not just bottom fishing. I mean, all the predators all the way up the column hang out around certain areas, and you can be 100 yards off of a slope with the current going the right way and not be on them. You know, it's just amazing.
When we do all that big tuna fishing throughout the year, and again, so much more of this goes to my boat partner Neil, who's just you know, he's on it 2 days a week instead of once every 2 weeks, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, we mark every time we hook one of those big ones or we catch one of those big ones. And it's crazy how much that fish will follow a particular thing, follow a contour line, follow, you know, when you start looking at all the bottom contours and, outside Clemente where we were fishing, you know, 70% of them were all caught on this contour amount, you know, and that means 30% were spread out everywhere else and the other 70% are right on this line, and that gives you the, you know, that's how you start connecting the dots. Well, that's where you start because that's where all the bites are, so we're going to follow that line to the north or to the south, and boom, there you go, there they are again, that kind of thing.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them and talk to Mo. Mo calling from Vista this morning. Hi, Mo. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I got a question for Scott. Scott, I got an older boat, like a 1990 Blackman, and I just repowered it and put all my new electronics. Do you guys insure things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. How old is what's the size of the Blackman?
It's a 26-foot Outer Banks.
Is it had a survey lately?
No, it hasn't.
Okay, because usually a 26-foot is where most companies start requiring a survey on the older boats.
Yeah, and okay, like on my boat, I have a 36 Pacifica. It's 40, well, now it's like 42 years old, and I had to have a survey on the boat in order to get the insurance that I wanted.
Yeah, and the survey will incorporate all the new work you've done to it. It'll show all the stuff about the motor and everything else, and that way you get come up with a true replacement cost value.
How do you find, would Snap Insurance be able to put you up with the proper surveyor? Or?
We don't have a working relationship with any of them. There are a few. There's lots of good ones here in the area, but none that we recommend out to people.
Yeah. It's just you want somebody to, and when you call the surveyor, you just say, I want an insurance survey.
Yeah, once you get that survey done, then everything else is super easy from that point.
I get all my recommendations on surveyors from Pete Giacalone at Kussler Yachts. So you just call Mike or Pete at Kussler Yachts, and they'll have a recommendation for you, Mo.
What's the really run cost to have a survey on your boat?
It's anywhere from $300 to $600 is what my guess would be.
Yeah, it usually goes per foot, and with the yours being right at the line of 26 foot where a survey is required, you'll probably be towards the lower level.
I can tell you this. In my second life, I want to come back as a boat surveyor because those guys have the cake job and they charge so much money.
Yep.
That's funny.
But you know why?
Gotta have
they
it.
Can.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, and there's not that many who do it, and the ones who are good at it are worth their money. Yeah. And they have some liability on the side too if it's not done right and there's a problem. Yeah. If they do a survey and say everything's hunky-dory and something's wrong and you have a liability issue. They're on the hook as well.
And you need a good surveyor because I've had good and bad. Like I had a surveyor when I first bought the boat, and I caught so many things that he didn't catch.
Really?
I just went in. I was like, look at that. That's not doesn't have double clamps on the through hull there.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, you know.
And we used to have a guy that I used to work with. I don't even know if he's still in the business anymore, but he would give reports with pictures all the way down to certain details. I mean, it was an amazing job that they did for what they did. And the insurance carriers loved it because all they had to do was see that this person was sending them a survey. And they didn't worry about digging into it too deep. They just took his word for it because they knew how good he was.
Sure. And if you have a boat that lives in the water and it hasn't had a survey in a long time, it might be pay to get a survey, especially if it's an older boat, just because the eyes of a surveyor might catch something that might save your boat someday.
Yeah, and you know, we get complacent as boat owners, even though you think you're being as meticulous as you possibly can. You kind of see something three or four times, and you kind of forget about it.
Sure.
My boat the other day, my swim step in the back where the cables go through to the motors there, had the gasket was missing on the top hatch, and it was slowly filling up with water every time we'd back down on something. But you don't, and there's no pump in there.
Oh, yeah.
But I wouldn't notice it because the boat would only go down like an eighth of an inch every time I would go out. I didn't notice it until the boat started getting really sluggish, and all of a sudden I realized I'm kind of riding low in the back.
Extra couple hundred pounds of water.
I was pulling around about 100 gallons in the back of that swim step. I had no idea it was there.
Same exact thing happened with us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, especially that you got to make sure that gasket's good on that transmit thing. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Mo. Hey,
when we come back, we're going to find out who the lucky guy is. It's got a brand new Anza fillet knife. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Pen. We have the best pen has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Pen saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of that handmade custom Anza fillet knife, that's going to Ken in Chula Vista. Ken, you are going to love that knife. They are awesome.
Yeah, indeed. We'll ship it over to you, and congratulations. You'll love that Anza fillet knife. And Sherm, Scott Sherman, Snap Insurance, thank you. Of course, City Councilman.
Always fun.
Yeah, you got how many more days? A couple years?
748.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
That's great.
So if somebody wants to get an insurance quote, wants to talk about their boat insurance or any type of insurance that you guys cover at Snap Insurance, how do they get a hold of you?
Easiest way is just to pick up the phone and call us at 619-908-3100 or www.snapassociates.
S-N-A-P-P.
Two P's in Snap, yeah.
S-N-A-P-P Insurance.
Associates.
Associates, snapassociates.com. All right. Yeah, great company. I insure my boats through them and my business through them and a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Yeah, when we were figuring out time to do something with Fifth Avenue Insurance, these guys have been friends of ours in the industry for 20-plus years.
Yeah.
Really good people to take care of their clients.
It
was a good deal for us to merge with them.
Really good staff, and, of course, your wife's still there.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you retire from city council, you'll be there more often, too.
I'll be running back there as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Get back to doing stuff in the real world where handshakes matter.
There you go. All right, Sherm. Well, thanks for coming in, and we'll see you on the water.
You bet. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks very much, and thank you for listening. Hey, thanks to Adam for all he does. Check out our app. App R is great. And you can find out, check out that new YouTube video that we just posted about Katmai Lodge. Check out all the Facebook, Instagram posts that we've been doing. And check out the archives that will be up in a matter of moments from today's shows and past shows, too. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Gene Estabrook from ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle, will be in the Mighty 1090 studios with us. Going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you then right back here on the Mighty 1090. Rail Station.